Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 8:41 on this Friday morning. This will be a season that they won't soon forget, the International Symphony Orchestra, because it was really a comeback season for them. Anthony Wing is the director of the ISO. He's with us right now. Good morning, Anthony.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me again.
It really was a phenomenal season, wasn't it?
Really was. The comeback from the pandemic. No one knew what to expect. So many... so many non-profits not surviving that all that time. We were grounded in March of 2020, as everyone else was, and we managed to survive only with grant support, and we were able somehow to deliver digital season in 21 by shooting in empty halls and churches. And we had no idea what it would look like coming out, but we had one of the busiest seasons in our 65-year history.
Well, what makes the International Symphony Orchestra so unique is that it involves members from both sides of the Blue Water Bridge. It has Canadian members and American members, and with that bridge being closed for as long as it was, it just made it impossible.
Yeah, that's right. So we had I was not able to cross regularly as a cross border worker designate until July of 21.
Yeah,
and so often for those shoots, for those film crew shoots, I was connected only by messenger,
Mm-hmm.
And when I was finally able to cross and get the business going again, I didn't know what the composition of the orchestra would look like.
Mm-hmm.
And now through a combination of just determination and a lot of luck, we've now become we're regarded as one of the coolest places to work for musicians between London, Ontario, and Detroit, Michigan, and still. A great, example of, friendship between the nations.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us about this weekend's program.
Well, it's the season finale. We're calling it V&V, and people keep asking me what that stands for, and I kind of forget. I came up with it in kind of a hurry. It's violin and viola, and it's just reflective of the Sinfonia Concertante by Mozart, which will be performed by a brother-sister team from London, Ontario, but... children of a longtime player with the Windsor Symphony, John and Sarah Weeb. So they'll be doing the Mozart in the first half and the entire second half. This just points up the great trajectory of the professionalism inside the orchestra. We're so much stronger now musically, and we've done this more and more challenging repertoire. The second half will be all Tchaikovsky IV, the Fourth Symphony. They celebrated and quite celebratory and glorious work, which we will perform in its entirety at McMorran, just to cap a really eventful year.
Has been an eventful year indeed. This will be the finale this weekend at McMorran tomorrow. Mm. You'll perform in Canada tonight. And then
right.
What happens for the next few months until the next season begins?
Well, we have the preview going this weekend. There will be a preview out of all the dates for next season to just to keep subscribers in the know so they can put the dates up on their fridges. We have an art gallery, performance center, and admin office in on the Sarnia side called the ISO Bar, and so we do approximately monthly the music events there on what Sarnia calls First Friday festivals, so we'll continue with that. We'll have afternoon chamber events and everything is sort of occupied after such a big season with just trying to mix things up and make next season even stronger. However, there is a big event coming for Canada Day, the celebration on the water, the 1st of July. The symphony is scheduled to perform about 15 minutes of music tandem with fireworks, which will be performed from a barge in the middle of the river. We'll be right at to the river's edge. And this thing, it's tried here and there inside cities that have a waterfront. So we lucked out there. It will be the basic thing. But just we're connecting with the fireworks company now and trying to do a rousing 1812 overture finale. Speaking of Tchaikovsky, of course. Yeah.
That'll be amazing. July 1st, mark your calendar for that. Yeah. And, of course, we always enjoy those fireworks over here. I bet we'll even be able to hear a little bit of that.
I'm thinking we do it, if we do it for a few seasons, we'll probably, it'll be enough so that maybe we'll be doing it here or in St. Clair 3 days later. So,
that'd be great. That'd be fantastic. Well, again, congratulations to the ISO on a great season, the season finale this weekend. And tickets are still available if people want to go.
You bet, yes. And I'd like to thank the Port Huron community and St. Clair County for your longstanding support of the Symphony Inside Your Bridge communities.
Good to have the ISO back. Anthony, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate you coming over.
Thanks so much, Paul.
Anthony Wing with us from the International Symphony Orchestra on WPHM. It's 8:47 now.